Welcome everybody to Shir number 13, Kuf Gimel, 103, 5 through 7, Hey through Zion. Today, I'm going to do a little bit different than I usually do in the Shurim. Instead of doing the Shir itself, reading it and explaining it, I'm going to read the Halacha Zion, Sif Zion, and I'm going to do Taz Yud and Shach Yud Chet. That will be our Shir for today. First, let's look at Kuf Gimel Sif Zion. Today, Rishihi Balua Mibasar Bachalav, Shinid Bashal Baba Heter, a Kedera that is Balua, I mean, is it absorbed, Basar Bachalav, and then after your words, you cooked Heter in it. Or first meat was cooked, then milk was cooked, the kodim shavar laila, and before a night passed, laila echad, huchma bo mayim, water was boiled in it, chashiva bat yoma, at that point of the water being boiled in it, it's called a bat yoma, ad shetishaya mi'es la'es mishaya shehuchma bo mayim. Okay, until 24 hours of the mayim. 24 hours after pass. In Sif Hay, we learned that a kedera she'enu bas yoma is chashuv tamufgam, and it will not usher anything. So you have to have 24 hours pass before a kedera becomes nosen tamufgam. In our halacha Sif Zion, we're learning that there is an opinion that says linus lila, a pot becomes nosen tamufgam. Although we don't rely on it on its own, but you can mitzarif it to another kula, and then you'll be able to rely on that opinion in certain cases, as we're going to find out right now. First, let's read the Ramah, and then we'll go into the Taz. Aval im avra lila, if a lila passed, mutar, then the food is mutar. In other words, once a lila passed from the water, and you didn't use the whole lila, so then the food that you cooked in it is mutar. But it doesn't really mean mutar, that the food that you're cooking is in it, as we're going to see in the Taz. It means that you can count 24 hours from the water and not from the food you're cooking in now. So you start the 24 hours, it'll become an eino ben yoma from the time of the water. V'chein im aver laila bein bishul basar l'chalav, if a laila passed between the meat and the milk, also in that case we could be makel and say that if I cooked water after the meat, I could be makel to say that water is not a chanan. The achar kachuch momayim yad nami dinahachi. That's what I just explained. That if the water was boiled afterwards, the din is you don't count from the water, you count from the milk or the meat, whatever was the second thing being cooked. V'adin b'chola isurim, and that's the din with all isurim. That if a laila passed and then you cooked water or whatever you cooked, you don't count from the morning's cooking, you count from the previous day's cooking. Since anyways chaticha nasa nevela is the rabbanan bashar isurim, so you can be makel in other cases, meaning that if a laila passed, we say anyways bashar isurim chaticha nasa nevela is the rabbanan, and a laila passed, so I can be makel and I count 24 hours to make the panineno binyoma from the previous day and not from the morning when I cooked the water. In a makam hefsid you can be makel b'kai gamna b'shari surim, to say that even though I boiled water in the morning, I don't count 24 hours from the time I boiled water. I count 24 hours from the time that I made the pot treif. Of course, the water that I boiled in is usher, It's just not called the Hanan, and it doesn't return into the pot, meaning that it to make the pot usher. The Rama continues that Rak Shem Eid Leit Mizman Bishul Yisr. You have to wait 24 hours from the time of the Isser and not from the time of the water, as long as there was Alina Slyla in the middle. Okay, now let's look at the Taz and the Shach. Again, before we go into the Taz and Shach, the Mechaber said, Basar v'chalev, water, then night, and then food. So the pat becomes an Eino Ben Yoma from the time of the water, not from the time of the food. However, the Rama adds another kula, and he says, Basar, then chalav, then water, the pot becomes an Eino Ben Yoma from the time of the chalav. We're going to see that that's a kula more than what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber would not agree, Basar, Laila, then chalav. You count from the time of the chalav. If you boiled water right after the chalav, the Mechaber is going to be machmer and count from the time of the water. In any event, even in the case of Linus Laila, as we're going to see in the Taz, the food is usser. The food is usser, but it doesn't osser the pot again. Now let's look at the Taz and I'll show you. Yud in the Taz. Balua mi basar v'chalav perish. Kevin shekvar nesra akadeirim iblias basar v'chalav. Since the pot is already usser from basar v'chalav, nechshavim mayim shebishol mitoch meitleit kenedela. So when you cook water in that pot, so that water becomes an avela. V'havikilu bishol az basar v'chalav. And it's like someone cooking basar v'chalav now. Rak shehichira shehichria beis Yosef lahakel im avra laila. The beis Yosef was mekel that if a laila passed, bein bishul basar v'chalav bein chimum mayim, between the basar v'chalav and the water. If there's a laila between the basar v'chalav and the water, the lo havi az mayim nevela. You don't say the mayim that I'm cooking the next day became a nevela. The Yesh Poskim ki Rabbeinu Tam, because there are those people who hold like Rabbeinu Tam, Delina Echad Pogemis, that a night spoils the taste in the pot. V'afogav, the Losan Chinan Aleu, even though we don't hold on Rabbeinu, like Rabbeinu Tam, V'hater Amayim, to matter the Mayim, in other words, the Mayim is going to be usher. Read it carefully. V'afogav, the Losan Chinu Aleu, L'hater Amayim Aelu, Makomakom mahani leze shaloya nechshavim kinavela. Still, the water doesn't become a nevela when I cook it the next day. Linyan cheshbon meis leis, to count 24 hours from the time of the water. So the water's usher. It's usher to drink. It's usher to put into your food. But I don't count 24 hours when I heat, from the time I heated up the water. I count 24 hours from the time that I cooked the basar v'chalav in the pot. Now let's take a look at Yud Chet in the Shach. Very important Shach. It's understandable. If we go through it slowly enough, we can make sense of it. Kedera shehi, etc. Okay, it's balua mi basar v'chalav, and then I cooked water in it, and then I waited a night, and then I cooked something else in it, food. So I count 24 hours from the time I cooked the water. Zeh lashon beis Yosef. This is the lashon of beis Yosef. Din zeh kasuv sefer hatruma. Okay, remember, sefer hatruma is the first day. The nasan time l'davar, and he gave a reason. Dekach shova amayim l'didan kamoa iser atzmo. The Sefer Truma says that if I cooked water in a kedera that's usher, so the water is going to be usher. Why? The kol ha'mayim nasa nevela. So Sefer Truma is saying that the water became a nevela. Kevan she'ain shishim levatel pleitas hakli, because there's not 60 against the kli. V'chazer v'nivlu b'kadeira, and then it goes back into the kadeira. So now the water went back in. The water's aser and went back in. So now you made the pot treif. The water made the pot treif. V'smak hevi divrei sefer truma. The smak brought the sefer truma because of acharkach. Yesh makilin b'dinze. There are those people that are makel in this din of boiling water in a baser v'chalav pot. Achar she'ein b'gufa iser ben yoma. That once the gufa iser is not ben yoma, in other words, 24 hours from the time I cooked the baser v'chalav, not from the time that I boiled the water. Ein l'chashvo ben yoma. So it's not considered a ben yoma, even though I boiled water in it. It's not considered a ben yoma from the time of the water. It's considered a ben yoma from the time of the baser v'chalav. So 24 hours from the time of the baser v'chalav. Why? Because there's no gufa yisr. So the water didn't become a nevela, and the taste of the blias were not reawakened. You just keep counting 24 hours from the original iser. V'li nira, the Bashar Isurim, this is Beis Yosef, V'li nira, the Bashar Isurim, Mutter Shekvar K'tafti B'Simen Tzadik Beit, D'lo Amrin and Chanan Rak B'Basar V'Chalav. So when will the Beis Yosef be Mekel, or the Mechaber? By Shar Isurim. Because Shar Isurim, we don't say Chanan. Only Basar V'Chalav we say Chanan. So if Basar V'Chalav was cooked, and then water, and then a night, you count from the water. But if Shar Isurim was cooked, and then water, and then a night, so then you would count from the Shar Isurim, not from the water. That's according to the Beis Yosef. Avalim he balua nibas v'chalav shenibashul yachad o b'zeh achar zeh moni meis leis mesha shehuchmu b'amayim. Okay, that's what he says. Avalufi tam shekasav smak b'han nami shari. But according to the reason of the smak, even baser v'chalav would be shari, permitted. The Beis Yosef continues. V'nirali, di'im kvar avar laila echad kodem shehuchmu. Let's say a whole night passed before you boiled water. Afilu b'baser v'chalav, even by baser v'chalav, em limnot me'et leit. We don't count 24 hours from the water. Ela misha shebisholba, but we count 24 hours from the baser v'chalav. That's if there's a night between the baser v'chalav and the water. Kevan, the yesh sovrim, the achar laila, echad, notin tam lefgam. Because when I cook the water the next day, it's notin tam lefgam, according to some opinions. Avu'im, kodem shavar laila, echad, but if a laila did not pass, hukma bomayim, sometime during the night I cooked the water, Naktin and Kedivrei Sefer HaTruma. Then I'll hold, this is a Beis Yosef, like the Sefer HaTruma, that the water becomes a Chanan. Kevan the Kaimelan, but Basar V'Chalav Chanan. Because by Basar V'Chalav, it becomes a Chanan. It's a Duraisa. Ad Kan Dasa. That's according to the Beis Yosef. So again, to sum it up, there's a machloka Sefer HaTruma and the smak. According to Sefer HaTruma, the blias become chanan. According to the smak, the blias don't become a chanan. The nafkamina is that according to the Sefer HaTruma, you count from the original iser and you don't count from the time of boiling the water. The reason that the Sefer HaTruma says that you don't count from the time of boiling the water is he's makel when there's no gufa yisr. The mechaber relies on the smak when there's linus lila between the baser v'chalav and the water. But if there's no linus lila between baser v'chalav and the water, since baser v'chalav is deraisa, so then he'll be machmir to count from the water. Since chanav baser v'chalav is deraisa, so he's machmir to count from the time of the water. Umavor, back into the shach, umavor medivrav, dim huchmumayim toch lila echad, that if you cooked water during the night, tzarich achar kach meitleis mechimum hamayim, you need 24 hours from the water. V'zeh shekos of kan v'shulchan orach ad shetesha meitleis meshas huchmaba mayim, and here that the Bachaber said that you wait 24 hours from heating the water, v'chen kasub l'kaman simen kuf chav beis sif dalet, that you wait 24 hours from the time of cooking the water if there was no linus lila. Here there is linus lila between the water and the baser chalav, so you only have to wait 24 hours from the time of the baser chalav. The low, now here's the big point. The low, kamash akos of Torah's chatzis chlau pehei din zayin, al shmo, the bein nishta kodam alayla echad, kodam chimum, bein nishta alayla echad achar chimum. Yesh lahakel v'lismoch v'kai gavna amad b'omer linus lila pogemes ad kan lashono. So according to the Ramah or the Torah's Chatos, linus lila helps if there's baser v'chalav, water, linus lila, and then later on food. You don't count from the water, you count from the original baser v'chalav. That would be him arguing on Peshat in the Torah, in the Sefer HaTrumah. He's arguing with Peshat of the Beis Yosef. Continuing in the Shach, Talesa, it's not true. Ella, Svir Lila Beis Yosef, the Enum Oyalina, Ella Linyan Shehichmu Amayim, Acher Kach Lo Yisa Ben Yoma. Lila helped only if the water was cooked after the night. That we don't say that the water becomes a ben yoma, and you have to you have to count from the water, that the whole pot is not a ben yoma. Avalim huchmu miyad, but if you boil the water right away, naseh ben yoma mechadash. But if you cook the water right after the baser v'chalav, so then right away it becomes a ben yoma from new. Tzarich meisleis mechimu mayim, and you need 24 hours from the water. Even though you wait from the water, even though you have lila between the water and the next food, you still count from the water. Ulefiza gamasha kosav arav, and according to this, what the Ramah wrote, v'chein imar var lila echad bein bishol basar lechalav, that if a lila is between the meat and the milk, the chula, eino muchrach l'das beis Yosef. There is no hechrach to the das beis Yosef. In other words, the beis Yosef argues, or the Ramah argues, on the mechaber in the case where it's meat, linus lila, and milk, and then water. Where would you count from? So according to the Ramah, you would count from the milk. According to the Beis Yosef, it was meat, linus lila, milk, and then water. You would count from the water, because according to the Beis Yosef, you need to boil water in between the meat and the milk. They weaken that taste. Okay, before we go on in the Shach, let's make a small summary here. V'machlok is Sefer HaTrumah and the Smak. According to the Sefer HaTrumah, the blias in the water make the water chanan, and you count from the water. According to the Smach, since there's no gufa iser, the blias do not make the water chanan, and you count from the time of the iser, not from the time of the water. The Beis Yosef says that we can rely on that in the case of Linus Lila, that if we have another Tad Lahater, like Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, that Linus Lila is Pogim, so then we will count from the time of the Esser and not from the time of the water. But when do we say that? We say that only if there was Linus Lila before you cooked the water. If there was Linus Lila after you cooked the water, so by Basar B'Chalav, we would be Machmir, and we would say that the water became Chanan. The Torah's Chatas says in the name of the Sefer Truma, he has a little different Peshat, and he said even in that case, the water does not become a Chanan by Linus Lila, he argued. And he argues on another point, he says that in the case of meat, Lila, then milk, so the Torah's Chatas, or the base, or the Ramah here in this case, is Mekel, and he says meat, Lila, and milk, we would count from the milk and not the water that was boiled after the milk. Whereas the Mechaber would say meat, Lila, milk, then water, we would count 24 hours in the water. Since the between the meat and the milk, even though there was Linus Lila, you'd never weakened the Blius. You have to have another Tzad Lahater, which would be that you boiled water between the meat and the milk. And then you'd still have to have Linus Lila. So then again, Machlokis Sefer Truma and Smak, Machlokis Mechaber and Ramah, in the case of Linus Lila between meat and milk. The Ramah is Mekel, and the Mechaber is Machmir. Let's go now into the Shach, and he's going to argue on another point. Mekom Mekom, Bikar Din, Sfir Leila Mechaber, Veharav, the Kadera, Shabalu Mibasar Chalav, Damrin and Chanan, Eni Modelahem, the Domi Lashari Surin. I'm not Moda to them. Why? Because this is comparable to Shari Surim. Any Modilahem. Does that Domi Lashari Surim? Kevan Shekvar Nesar. Because the Blias in the pot are already Asar. Kamash Ksati Besimin Tzayg Dalad Sivkat Nchof Beis Ayin Sham. And there you'll see that he speaks about Habami Basar V'Chalav. Does he have a din of Basar V'Chalav or not? So according to the Mechaber, Haba mi basar v'chalav has a din of basar v'chalav. Therefore, according to the Mechaber, if you cook water in a pot, b'lua mi basar v'chalav, the water has a din of basar v'chalav. And the Shach argues, he says, no. Basar v'chalav is when you have heter, and it becomes basar v'chalav. Milk is mutter, and meat is mutter. Two things mutter become usher. But if you have basar v'chalav, and then you have water, so since the Basar V'Chalav is already Usur, and it's mixed with the water, the Basar V'Chalav is like Shar Isurin. And therefore, he's saying that, according to the Mechaber, why are you Machmir by Basar V'Chalav, water, Linus Lila, and then food? Why are you Machmir? Don't you know that Basar V'Chalav, I already argued with you, it has a din of Shar Isurin? And since it has a din of Shari Surim, you should be Mekel from the time of cooking Basar V'Chalav. According to you, Mechaber, that's what it should be. He doesn't hold that Habami Basar V'Chalav has a din of Basar V'Chalav, the Shach. So he argues with him. Ve'od, Katafti Sham, Da'ik Rafiloman de'omer de'lomrin and Chanan b'Shari Surim, even according to the people that hold. You don't say Chanan b'Shari Surim. They say that you need 24 hours from Chimum HaMayim afil b'Shari Surim, even in Shari Surim. In other words, you have Basar V'Chalav, I'm sorry, you have Shari Surim, water, Linus Lila, and then food. So only by Basar V'Chalav, the Mechaber was Machmir.
but not by Shari Surim. By Shari Surim, there's no Hanan. So the Mechaber should be Makel in a case of Shari Surim, water, Linus Lila, and then food. You should count from the time of the Shari Surim and not from the time of the water. But the Shach already argued with that. He said that even if you do not hold Hanan B'Shari Surim, you should count from the time of the water, even though there's Linus Lila after the water, because when you boil the water, the water refreshed the Blias. So that it has a din of a Ben Yoma, regardless of Linus Lila, regardless of Hanan B'Shari Surim or not Hanan B'Shari Surim. The water is, the Blias are now reawakened, and you count 24 hours from the cooking. The Lo Tali B'Zeh Hanan. Lo. Doesn't matter if there's Hanan or not. You reawaken the Blias. Liner Ilanias Tatita Ein Chiluk Bein Basar V'Chalav L'Shari Surim. There is no difference between Basar V'Chalav L'Shari Surim, because he holds that Basar V'Chalav is like Shari Surim once it became Asur. V'imnakel B'Shar Isurim, and if you're Makel B'Shar Isurim, Gavu Basar V'Chalav Yesh L'Hakel. You should also be Makel by Basar V'Chalav. And you see that the Ramah was Machmir by Basar V'Chalav and only Makel B'Shar Isurim. Ayin Sham V'Dol. We're going to do Rabbi Akiva Eger in a second. Let's now review this. We have a Machlokis, Sefer Atrum and Smak. We have a Machlokis, Ramah and Mechaber, in the case of meat, Linus Lila, and milk. The Mechaber is Machmir, the Sefer Atrum, the Ramah is Mekel. And we have a Machlokis, the Shach, arguing on both of them. The Shach says, even by Shar Isurim, you should be Machmir. Okay, and both the Mechaber and the Ramah were Mekel by Shar Isurim and Linus Lila. The Shach wants to be Machmir because it refreshes the Blias. Now let's look at Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger and Shach Yud Chet. Eino Muchrach L'dasa Beis Yosef. It's not Muchrach L'dasa Beis Yosef. Nira, the Kvana Sashach, the Kvana of the Shach is, the Shorash HaChiluk Bein Avar Laila Kodem Chimun Mayim, whether night passes before you heated the water, O Acharkach, or after, Shim Huchmu Mayim Techila, that meaning that if you cook the water before the night, takeif, right away, Danin Amayim Nasa Nevela, the water become a nevela. Memela, boy, me'es la'es, you need 24 hours, Meshach Chimo Memayim. 24 hours from the time of the water, Masha Enkein, Ba'avra Techila Laila. The first 24 hours passed, Laila passed, before you cook the water. Meshach Chimo Memayim, Amrinin, Kevan, Denas, and Nevela, Derabanan. At the time I'm cooking the water, which is the next morning, since really, by Shar Isurim, that the water is a nevela only the Rabbanan, have a suffix the Rabbanan. I have a suffix the Rabbanan. The Shemekvar Nifgam Belinus Lila. Maybe the Linus Lila was already Pogim the Blias in the water. Okay, so when I cooked it, maybe I was cooking Pogim Blias. V'afta Amaya Masurim Lishtot. Even though that the water is usher to drink, misafik, because of misafik, maybe they are really good blias, maybe they're not good blias. Hainu deha bala shabatocho usher. That's a suffik only for the blias that are in it, whether or not they're pugum or not. Avu begufa mayim, havi suffik derabanan. But the mayim itself is a suffik derabanan. Because you could say, since shar isurim, Nasa Nevela is the Rabbanan, and I have a suffix, whether or not these Blias are Pogim or not, I say suffix the Rabbanan Lakula, and I won't say Hanan. Doesn't mean that I can drink the water, but it doesn't mean that I have to count from 24 hours of the boiling the water. I count 24 hours from the original Isser.
V'im kein ba'aver laila bein baser l'chalav. However, if laila was between the meat and the milk, the b'shas bishul ha'chalav, from that at the time I cooked the milk, there was meat, laila, then milk. Hadin the chalav nasa nevela. The chalav does become a nevela. The b'baser chalav the chanan deraisa, because by baser chalav the din of chanan is deraisa. B'avich safik deraisa, and that'll be a safik deraisa. So in the case of meat, linus laila, and milk, that's a safik deraisa. The milk is asher matam safik deraisa. But in the case of is shar isurim laila, water, the water is only asher midrabanan. So now I have a safik derabanan. Is the belias pagam or not? So that's safik derabanan. Here I have safik deraisa. Is the belias pagam or not? If they're not pagam, so that milk is going to be asher deraisa. Whereas in the case of shar isurim laila and water, if they're not pugum, in other words, if they're shvach, l'shvach, still that water is only usher the rabbanan, and really it's not a chanan, and really I can count from the iser, not from the water, by shari surim, but by baser chalav it doesn't work. That's a safek deraisa. The kevan, the hainu danin, the chalav nasa nevela, we're saying that the chalav became a nevela, where it, in the case of meat, laila, milk, boy may eslase me chalav, you need eslase from the chalav. Okay, against the Ramah. And that's also against the mechaber. I mean, it's for the mechaber. V'im huchmo achar kach mayim, and if you heat it up afterwards, water, gama mayim nasa nevela. V'ha bein achalav la mayim lo nitchadish inyan pagam. Because between the milk, it was meat, laila, milk, water. There was no other inyan of chanan, no other inyan of pagam. There's no other inyan of pagam. You're going to have to count from the water. Rak demet ledun deshema halaila kodem achalav pagmu lo nasa achalav nevela bezez kvar hichmiru mekoach safik deraisa. There's a safik deraisa to say that the laila helps between meat and milk. That's a safek deraisa. The chalav nasa nevela e afshar ledun achar kach v'hakel al amayim. Because once I have a safek deraisa on the belias themselves, so then there's nothing to talk about in the case of the water. Lomar da chalav lo nasa nevela, that the belias did not make the water asur. Memela tzarich achar kach meisleis min amayim mechimo amayim v'doketev. Look into it. So we have a machlokus like this. The Shach is saying that in the case of meat, laila, milk, water, you would count from the water 24 hours. That's against the Ramah. Okay? The Mechaber would agree with the Shach. So the Mechaber and the Ramah are arguing in meat, water, I'm sorry, meat, laila, milk. Mechaber and the Ramah argue about that case. The Shach argues with both the Mechaber and the Ramah in the case of Shari Surim, water, laila, and food. According to the Mechaber and the Ramah, you would count 24 hours from the Shar Isurim. According to the Shach, you count 24 hours from the water. Because he holds that the cooking is mechadesh the blias. It makes it a good taste again. So it turns the blias into ben yoma. And the Shach is arguing with the Mechaber, with the Ramah. Shach is arguing with the Ramah in the case of meat, laila, milk, water. Okay, so again, that's three machlokuses. Machlokus, Mechaber, Ramah. First, we have to know the machlokus. Go over this again. Machlokus, Sefer HaTrumah, and
smach, machlokis mechaber ramah, and a machlokis shach against the mechaber and the ramah. Okay, now let's look at our review questions on these shir. Why is food in an eino ben yom kli mutter b'diavad? Okay, because the eino ben yom kli is nosen tam of gam, and nosen tam of gam blias do not usher food. Number two, why is it usher to use an eino ben yom kli lechatchila? It's a gezeira de rabbanin because you might end up using a ben yom kli, thinking that it's an eino ben yom kli, but it might really be a ben yom kli. So that's called Atu Ben Yoma. Gezeira Atu Ben Yoma. Number three. Is it mutter to use a kli that has not been used in 12 months? Three opinions. So we have three opinions are the Chacham Tzvi, Pani Meirios, and Devar Shmuel. The Chacham Tzvi says, Bidi Evid in all cases, the food is mutter since the bliyats are like afar. I'll explain this in a minute. The number two, the Pani Meirios, if a kli was originally used for hot food, then the food is asr. If it's worked by cold food, for example, kavush, then the food is mutter. And the Dvar Shmuel says, if the kli was originally used for hot food, he agrees to the Pani Meirios. He is machmir, even if it absorbed cold food. However, he is makel by yayin nesech. Okay, so he agrees to Pani Meirios that everything is aser, and he's machmir even by cold food that everything is aser. The Prima Gadim lechatchil lehalacha agrees to the Dvar Shmuel, but says that one who is makel when the kli is bolea through kavush and a hefsa meruba, a great nate, should not be yelled at. Okay, now let's just talk about that for a minute. Take for example blias in a blias in a food. So if blias, let's say a person cooked iser blias and it went into a cookie. So how long does it take for that cookie to disintegrate and become inedible? It takes a while. A month, 2 months. Eventually that cookie is going to turn to dust. So at the point that it turns to dust, the blias in it turn to dust. But blias in a kli, even though that in a kli, they become lifgam quickly. They become, first of all, they become a little bit lifgam right away when it comes into the kli. It gets weakened, as we've been learning. It gets weakened right away, a little tiny bit. But while it's in the kli, the first 24 hours, we see that they become lifgam. However, they do not deteriorate to the point where they become like dust forever. Why? Because being bleus in a kli is different than bleus in a food. Bleus in a kli is preserved. It's like having a can that has food in it, a sealed can, can last, you know, the shelf life of those things are very, very long. Some people hold forever if it wasn't contaminated by the metal itself. But there's a way of basically preserving food in a can. But you don't preserve food by putting it with other food, unless it's been salted. That would be a good nafkamina. The bleus in a food only lasts as long as that food lasts. So if it was a preserved food that could last for years, a salted piece of food that lasts for years and years, so then the bleus in that food never become pagam. Why? Because the food never became pagam. It lasted. Bleus in a food lasts as long as the food. Bleus in a kli become pagam a little bit right away. 24 hours are pagam. And then forever, they don't become pagam. That's the din. Even for years. So all these stories about inheriting kalim, or coming up, somebody gives you a kli that hasn't been used for God knows how long, for 12 years, and you dig it out of the attic. You don't know if it's been used for treif or not. Still needs to be kashered because the blias in the kli are only pagam. They're not like afar. If it was milk you don't know which one it was, if it was a kli for milk and a kli, or a kli for meat, then you can make a sfeika. I read that maybe the blias are pagam like afar, and even if they're not pagam like afar, maybe I'm using the kli for the right thing anyways, because it was a milk kli and now I'm using it for milk. But that's only by basra chalav, and that's only by hetera bala. By yisira bala, you don't have the heter. 12 months or 12 years is no heter. Number 4, when does a kli have a din of eno ben yoma? So the kli itself, basically 24 hours. You have to have 24 hours from the time of using the kli, then the kli is eno ben yoma. Even Linus Lila doesn't help really to make the kli eno ben yoma. Linus Lila is only helping us that the food that I cook in the kli doesn't become a hanan. It doesn't give the kli a din of eno ben yoma. Number 5. What is the definition of Linus Lila? Machlokas Sifsei Das and Chochmas Adam. So it's a shaila of beginning of the night till Amid HaShachar, or beginning of the night until higher yom. You figure out if that's a machlokas or not. It looks like a machlokas, but it's not. For our purposes, it's a point of information. Number 6. If a pot is balua with shari surin, and it was cooked, and it was used to cook water, when do we say it is called eno ben yoma? From the time of the iser, or the time of the water? What is a machlokas sefer truma and smach? So according to sefer truma, from the time of the water, and according to the smach, from the time of the iser. Because according to sefer truma, the water makes the blias in the water make chanan, and according to the smach, the blias do not make the water chanan, because there is no gufa iser in the water. Number 7. Does this machlokas apply if the iser is basar v'chalav? Yes, it still applies even if the iser is basar v'chalav, and it just depends on whether or not you're holding by shari surim has a din of basar v'chalav or not. If by shari surim there's no din of chanan, so then there's no machlokas. If there's a din of chanan by shari surim, so then it's the same machlokas. Number 8. Does Linus Lila apply between meat and milk? Explain a machlokas. So we said that if it's meat, Lila, then milk, we brought down, and the Rebbe Akiva Eger explained it very nicely, that meat, Lila, then milk is a suffix deraisa. So since it's a suffix deraisa, the Mechaber and the Shach are Machmir, but the Ramah was Mekel. However, in the end, keep in mind that the Ramah did say, by Basar Chalav, we're going to be Machmir. Number 9. In the above case, what is the din if water was cooked in the pot during the night? So in that case, since there was no night in between, you would have to count from the milk. Milk, even according to the Ramah, will be usher, because you know mechadish the blios. The night didn't make them, give them a chance to be pagam. Number 10. What is the machlokas mechaber Ramah if water was cooked in an iser shari surim pot during the night? The answer is that according to the mechaber, you always count from the iser, because he doesn't hold chanan b'shari surim. But according to the Ramah, you're going to have to count from the time of the water if you cooked it in the middle of the night. Number 11. What does the mechaber and Ramah hold if the pot in the above case was usher because of basar chalav? So in both of those cases, both the Ramah and the Ramah, and that if the pot was used in the middle of the night and it was beluim basar chalav, you're going to have to start from the basar, from the water. Does the Shach agree? Why? Okay, well, the Shach argues, and he says that since Basar v'chalav has a din of Shari Surim, then according to the Mechaber, you should count from the original Isser, the original Basar v'chalav, not from the time of the water. Number 13. What is Halach L'maisa in the case of Shari Surim, Basar v'chalav? Does Lina Slila help? So halach lamaisa. In case of linus lila between meat and milk, we are not mako, even in hafsa meruba, that's against the Ramah. The Prima Gadim agrees with the Taz and the Shach. We explained why. Rabbi Akiva explained why. Because you're talking about an Isser Deraisa. But in the case of a Suffolk Derabanan, so then Linus Lila will help. So if the case is Shar Isurim, Lila, water, then food, we would go according to the Shar Isurim. We wouldn't start from the water if there is a Hefzid. But if it was Isser, Basar V'Chalav, and Linus Lila, so, in other words, Basar V'Chalav, Lila, water, then food, we would count from the water and not from the Basar V'Chalav. Okay, that's our shir for today. The real work in this shir, you have to know, Taz Yud, Shach Yud Chet. Go over that a couple times, read it a couple times till you get it down. And do Rabbi Akiva Eger. Thank you very much for participating. That's the end of shir number 13.